The judgment of Paris not only sowed discord in the ancient world, but also in London in 1700, when the story was used for an opera competition. The competition was set up by Lord Halifax and a group of noblemen who wished to encourage English opera at a time when Italian opera dominated the stage. 200 guineas was on offer to be distributed in four prizes, with the vote being cast by the audience. A libretto, The Judgment of Paris, was specially written by playwright William Congreve. Out of the five composers who entered, four were selected for judging: John Eccles, John Weldon, Gottfried Finger and Daniel Purcell. The competition was held with each 50-minute opera being performed in succession and then the audience voting. Eccles was expected to win, and he and many were surprised when the audience voted for the 19-year-old John Weldon. When Eccles published his score of the opera, he mentions in the preface that there might have been a hostile faction in the audience. He was not the only one offended. Gottfried Finger, who came last, was so put off that he left England in a huff. During the BBC Proms of 1989, Anthony Rooley conducted performances of the three surviving scores, Gottfried Finger's having been lost. Again, the audience was asked to vote, and this time the first prize did indeed go to John Eccles. There are three goddesses in the Judgment of Paris: Juno, Athena and Venus. They too are competing in the judgment for who is the fairest. Juno offers Paris worldly power, a youthful Athena offers victory in war, and Venus, the winner, offers him the most beautiful woman in the world. Here is the aria, "This Way, Mortal, Bend Thy Eyes," sung by Athena, who declares that she reigns over arts and arms. Clare Booth is accompanied by the Early Opera Company under Christian Kuernin. Mortal Eyes from John Eccles' opera The Judgment of Paris was performed by Clare Booth and the Early Opera Company. FMR 101.3.